two candidates are running in the Democratic primary in the 12th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is Judy Herschel. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Herschel about why she's running and what she sees as priorities for the next Congress.
Judy Herschel, thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're a drug and alcohol counselor from Susquehanna County. Why did you decide you want to run for Congress?
I'm running for Congress for my two little boys and for all children and for my community. I come from a community that my family has lived in for about seven generations, and working families in particular feel and have felt for a while very left behind. And despite party affiliation, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, we're all actually very united in our concerns for change. And we want good-paying jobs that help sustain a family in our community. We want health care that is accessible and affordable. We want good public schools, and we want actual solutions to the opioid crisis. So this is what unites us as a community, and we feel these issues are not currently being prioritized. These are issues that affect me personally, and it's something that I'm very vocal about and a very big reason why I'm running for Congress.
So you think the issues aren't being adequately addressed. If you were elected, just taking the issue of opioid addiction, what would you do about it that isn't being done? It currently received a lot of funding in the most recent spending bill, but what else do you think needs to happen?
And that's part of it, but it's a very complex problem that's going to take complex solutions. In 2015, the county that I am from, Susquehanna County, was ranked second per capita in the state for opioid-related deaths, next to only Philadelphia. We're a county of only 40,000 people. At the time, I was working as a drug and alcohol counselor, and my colleagues and I really sprung into action. This was during the time that our current representative, Tom Marino, had authored a bill that flooded the streets with opioids from the pharmaceutical companies. And I lost too many people that I care about due to opioids. So we sprung into action and did what we could do. I started to volunteer my time to do a education class for the community. We started NA meetings. I worked with the local hospital to start the first medicated-assisted therapy program. We prioritized the problem, and we had to be very creative and innovative because very often funding is not there. We did what we could. But by doing that, we started to see positive outcomes. I will do the same thing when I go to Washington as I did in my own community. It starts with prioritizing it. From there, we educate. We educate on why it's a disease. We provide the supports needed in the community. We provide money for that treatment. And we look at prison reform, because there's a lot that we can do there. All of these things need to be done. And it's an investment. I think in the long run, we will save a lot of money. I have not met one person on the campaign trail that has not been affected by this in some way. And this is an issue that, yes, we are struggling as a community. We've been devastated, but it will get worse if we don't do something about it.
And you've been very critical of the incumbent, Representative Marino. Do you see yourself as someone who can reach across the aisle and get past partisanship?
Absolutely. I've been doing that from the very beginning. I've been out on the campaign trail officially since the 4th of July, but we traveled for about 2 months beforehand. I'm coming up on a year. One of the biggest problems that we face nowadays is the divide that we have on Main Street and politically. We're not going to get anything done unless we start to work together. So it's been part of my campaign from the beginning that I get out there and I talk to all parties. I talk to Republicans, I talk to Democrats, and I don't just speak, but I listen. And I have events that include all parties. I make that a priority. We come up with solutions together. So it's an infrastructure that I've started already within my own community that I will carry with me once I go to Washington, because we won't get anything done unless we do that. And that's yet another problem that will worsen unless we start to go the other way.
And I'm sure you know this from all of your driving around, but the 12th Congressional District stretches from Perry County next to Harrisburg all the way up to the New York State border. And it's widely rated as a conservative Republican district. Do you think that the Democratic nominee has a real shot in the general election?
Absolutely. When I began my campaign, the first thing that I did was get out into the original 15 counties to talk to the community. Within the first month and a half, I reached all 15 counties 2, 3, 4 times. And I did that for a reason. I wanted to get out to let people know who I was, but also to learn about what the community needs and to hear the different perspectives. We noticed, you know, a pattern, whether it was Susquehanna County, Perry County, people feel very frustrated. They do not feel better off than they were when our current representative took office. They are in desperate need of and desire a representative that's going to listen to them and be very active in the community. And unfortunately, our current representative has not been. He's gone a year and a half over a period of time without having a town hall meeting. This is very important to our community to have that. There is a general distrust. And when I talk and when I listen, the patterns that I've noticed most frequently is that people are very open to electing a Democratic woman for representative because they want somebody that's going to get the job done and that's going to listen to them and be present. That's very important to them.
And in the primary, you're running against another Democrat, Mark Friedenberg. What makes you the better choice?
I have been out on the campaign trail for almost a year. I have been to all of the counties numerous times. I think my insight into the world of addiction, small town struggles, farms, we've been meeting actively with farms, rural health care. We have been actively campaigning for a very long time at this point, and I have an extremely good grasp of what this community needs, both from a Republican standpoint and a Democrat. And I found, like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot more in common than not. I think now is a time, you know, if I could mention this, that everyday people just like myself are running more than ever before because it touches upon that desire that we be a government that is for the people and by the people. So that change is needed, and that is what puts me at a good point to be doing what I'm doing. And the reception that we're receiving in the community is extremely positive.
Judy Herschel, Democratic candidate for the U.S. House, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to coming back again.
Judy Herschel is a Democratic candidate in the 12th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to interviews and find out more about the races, go to WPSU.org/vote18.